Edging Self-Control, Why You Need Me. Edging self-control may seem like a simple concept. You get to that edge and just stop, or employ various techniques to stave off that orgasm. But we both know when a male is highly aroused, your body and mind have one goal, to orgasm. It's your biological directive, but you've heard of it. I know of it. A way to help you improve your sex life, both when you're alone and when with a partner. I also happen to think it's a lot of fun. Probably some of the most fun you can have without orgasm. Now, don't get me wrong, pets. I like orgasm as much as the next person. I particularly like it when I get to control them. Play with your sexual response to have a bit of, a lot of fun and achieve mind-blowing orgasms and certain desired results. What are those desired results? Well, it depends on who you are and what you bring to the table. Some come to me to improve their stamina. Others, because it's just fun to have a woman interested in your penis and telling you what to do with it. There are many reasons why edging is on the erotic menu, but regardless of that reason, you need me. Here's why. Orgasm feels good. So while you are masturbating, ramping up your arousal level, hormones flowing and you're feeling good, you get to that first edge. And you can stop or slow down. That's great. So now you're good for a few more edges. Right? But before long, you always give in. And that great idea of edging longer this time, and all those orgasm edging tips you read about go right out the proverbial window, and you orgasm. You can't help it. It's your body's chemistry is already set against you. That wonderful mix of hormones flowing through your body, increasing and whispering to your brain, get to that goal, get to your reward, orgasm, you want it, you need it. And it compels you towards that final event. Orgasm and all those feel-good hormones dictate you reach the goal of orgasm. By yourself, it's easy to rationalize or ignore your previous ideas. Now, the male mind. Let's take a look at the typical male mind. The mind of a male is typically centered around goals. Getting to that goal and doing what works to achieve that goal as expertly and efficiently as possible. Right? In many ways. Men apply that to their masturbation and lovemaking. Get her to orgasm. You orgasm, and then you're the hero, right? The provider? Why, it just speaks to the very essence of you, doesn't it? I get that. But, my horny stroker, if you want more, need more, well, hell, I can tell you right here, sure as I have a vagina, that your female partner needs more. If you don't listen to another word I say, heed this advice. Being a provider, a hero, dictates that not only do you achieve goals, but the experience while you're headed down that road for Goalville is probably as much or more important to your female partner than you. So, provider, start providing what she needs. Edging with a partner addresses the two major challenges I've just spoke about above. You can't help but improve with a level head guiding you. That is, if you submit, give that control to me. If, on the other hand, you're unsure if you can submit to give over that control, it really is a non-issue, pet. Really, we just set different goals and train your brain to learn to submit first. Then once you submit your mind, the body follows. Let's have some fun. And check out my Stroker Rewards page regarding edging until we chat. Mr. Serica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.